Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
As God has already released the word about our faith, about receiving it, God wants us to hold on and endure. God wanted me to just share with you all an encouraging word to be strong in him, to be strong in the Lord. This is what the body of God, the body of God, we often quote this scripture, but we need to hear it again today in Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Ephesians, the sixth chapter and the tenth scripture. You can write it down. Again, this is being recorded, so if you can't get it, hallelujah, you can listen back to it. So Ephesians, the sixth chapter, the tenth scripture, says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Finally, my brother, my sister, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. God is saying to you all that you've been broken free. God is looking at you all. He knows you're going through, you are enduring, but he wants you to be strong. Some of you all have fallen into temptation. You have fell into some traps, some snares, some arguments, some contention, maybe into some self-pity, into some doubt, into some fear. You have fallen into some things that have been a weight and a sin unto the Lord in your progression with God. But God is saying, this is how you need to be going forward. Be strong, not in yourself. The reason why, has it ever occurred to you, people of God, that you'll get off this line or a prayer line or one of our other services and you're so full of energy? And you're saying, yes, I'm going to go forward for God. I'm going to be the person that God has called me to be. You start off on that night and the next day praying. You even fast. You start off with so much momentum, but by the time Friday gets here, you're back to your old habits. Or you might be in a corner crying, or you might be depressed, or you're falling into some contention and arguments, and you're saying some stuff out of your mouth that isn't life, but you're speaking death. Has it ever occurred to you, why do I keep on being on that hamster wheel? Why can't I ever rise above my issue? Because the Bible tells us that for those who wait on the Lord, he shall renew their strength. And they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But what happens when you've been in this walk with God? And you keep quoting that scripture, but you don't see yourself being renewed in your strength. It seems like you're getting more exasperated. It seems like you're getting more drained as you go on. It seems like you're not mounting up with wings of the eagles. Matter of fact, it seems like your wings have been clipped, and you're now walking on your all fours. What happens when you're running but you're getting weary? What happens when you're walking and you're becoming faint? Has it ever crossed your mind, why am I not living this scripture? Why isn't this scripture becoming manifested in my life? And I want to give you one good strategy today, because this coincides even with the scripture that I read to you about being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God wanted me to tell you the key word in that is waiting. The key word is waiting. Isaiah 40:31. Those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But what does it say in the beginning of the scripture? It says, they who wait for the Lord. Key word, wait. W-A-I-T, wait. What does wait mean? And I took it old school. And I went way back into the Hebrew language. Wait means kava. That's Q-A-V-A-H, as in hat. Q-A-V-A-H. Kava. What does kava mean, people of God? It means wait in the English, but we know in the Hebrew it means something a little bit more deeper. Kava means strength through numbers.
Hallelujah.
Strength through numbers. So what do you mean? Pastor April. You're quoting this scripture. For those who wait in the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings and eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You read to me again Ephesians 6 and 10. Finding my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. But Lord, it's just me. It's just me. I'm the only one that's trying to live right in my household. I'm the only one faced with these trials. How can I have strength in numbers? How can I have strength when I am by myself? God said there's revelation on today. He's outpouring, hallelujah, strategies on today. And one of the strategies that God has shared with you is when you wait, you need to activate the kava. What does it mean? It means strength through numbers. And the way God broke this down, he said, April, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. I give God all the praise. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
The fire got it all upon me. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
He said there are a lot of people who look at you, April, and they tell you, you are so strong. And they say, how are you strong? There's a few people that have asked me, how do you get so strong? And I don't really have the answer. It's not me. All I can give them is the scripture. And the Lord showed me exactly how I can communicate it to you. I thank God for his language. Hallelujah. He showed me how I can express to you how I've gotten to this level of strength. He said, April, the reason why the scripture has manifested in your life where you've been able to have your strength renewed, you've been able to mount up with wings like eagles. You've been able to be an overcomer. You've been able to be a champion. You've been able to pass your test, and you stayed away from the temptation and the sin. You were wrapped in my strength. He said you had cover. And what I'm trying to tell you, people of God, is that if you had, take a rope, a regular rope, and you know with a rope it has many, many, many strands of fabric woven and sewn together. But if you unwound each string and you got that rope and you only had maybe about two strings remaining on it, only about two, he said, take that rope, tie it around something, and try and pull, try and tug, try and grab it and yank it. He said, would the rope be able to withstand the weight of what you're trying to carry? No. I said, no. He said, that's exactly what happens when people, my children, who are called after my name, try and rely on their own strength to get them through a trial. He said, the strand or the rope that has now been reduced to two strands of fabric will break under the pressure. If you wrap an unwoven rope, and let's say you tie it around a big old tire, a big old monster truck tire, and you're trying to pull it with just two strands of fabric of a rope, he said it will break. It will break. Matter of fact, if you pull too hard, when the tire yanks you back, you'll fall to the ground too. Not only will the rope break, but you'll fall. He said, that's what happens when you do it in your own strength. He said, my people have to understand how I work. He said, to wait on me means you have to have strength in numbers. So what is the strength in numbers part that I'm trying to talk to you about? What do I mean when I say you need to have strength in numbers? It means that you need to take the strength of God. And in order to have a rope, it's not like a bundle. There's a difference between a bundle and a rope. A bundle, you'll take so many different independent objects and you'll tie it around with a string or a rope. Now, although they are together, they are unified, they are not woven together. They are not moving as one independent object. They're just bound by one little measly string. He said, that's what a lot of people do in their relationship with me. They think that they are ultimately connected with me, but ultimately they are not. They're their own independent thinking, moving, emotional being, but they're thinking they're moving and connected to me. So what happens is when they try and go through a trial, that's when they end up crying. That's when they end up breaking under pressure. That's when they end up giving in. That's when they end up backsliding. That's when they can't contain their lust and they end up looking at porn. That's when they turn to substance abuse and they say, all I need is a drink to calm me down, to calm my nerves. All I need is one puff of this weed, or I need a cigarette. All I need is to open up my legs, and I need one good night of fun to just take me away from here. This is what I need. I need to look elsewhere for comfort, for peace, instead of looking to the Lord. He said, this is what happens when you are bundled with God and not woven. You think that you're connected, but you're not intertwined or woven. God wants us to be woven with God. That's why he gave me the analogy of a rope. He wants us to be a rope woven together with him. If you understand anything about a rope, the more strands you have in a rope, the stronger and the more durable the rope will be. So if it's just you trying to do everything on your own, you know everything, you're not trying to consult God before you make a decision, you're trying to seek him in all of his ways, in his kingdom of righteousness, you're not trying to have the lamp to be lighted so that there's a lamp unto your feet, you're not asking him to straighten out every crooked path, you're not asking him for his wisdom, you're not asking him for any of his counseling. You're trying to do it all by yourself. You are a rope unto yourself. A rope unto yourself is not effective. You will break, you will crack, and it won't last. But the more strands you add, hallelujah, unto your rope, the more durable and the more strong you will be, and you will see the manifestation of God take place in your life. You will have now, what strands do you need in your rope? A lot of us, we need to check our rope of salvation. We need to check our rope. What strands do you have in your rope? Because I tell you, there's two different ropes you can build in this lifetime. The rope that keeps you connected and woven with God. You can have a rope filled with strands of hatred, strands of bitterness, strands of sorrow, strands of fear, strands of abandonment, rejection. You can build your rope full of those strands, the fruit of evil. And I guarantee that when a test or a trial comes, when the Lord wants to test you, you won't be able to fall. You won't be able to stand, but you'll fall. But if you are having the rope with God, if you are tangled in with the Lord, and you're now keeping your focus on God, you're now having the strands of the relationship with the Holy Spirit. So what strands do you need to be strong in the Lord and powerful in his might? You need to keep your focus on God. You need to study the Bible daily. You need to pray daily. You need to be able to commune with God. We've been on this whole subject about a relationship with God. God is saying, I'm just holding it in right now. This goes into everything that I've spoken even before I came on the line. God is saying he wants you to be woven with him, to be woven together. That means there's some twisting, there's some entanglement, there's some heavy, intimate touching with God. See, when you're bundled together, you're all independent, and you just got one little sloppy rope that's holding you all together loosely. But when you're woven and intertwine, you can't unravel a rope in a few seconds. You got to take your time and find how this rope or this strand has been woven through and looped through and sewn and blended. That's how God wants us to be. He said, this is how a true relationship with me looks like. You are so woven and you are so sewn together. You are so intertwined. You are looped through. You are entangled with his presence, with his glory, that when they look at you, they don't even know how to find you. They'll just see God. Your identity now becomes his identity. You no longer stand alone as an independent vessel, but you are now seen as the glory of God. When people look at you, they just see God's glory, his love, because that's the rope that you want. Those are the strands that you want in your rope, full of grace. You need strands of mercy, strands of kindness, strands of long-suffering, strands of love. strands of forgiveness to be woven in your rope. This is a time when you reflect, and this is a time when you get before the Lord as you go forward in this week, and you get on your knees, and you begin to ask God, check my rope, Lord. What am I woven in? What junk, what mess am I entangled with? Because I don't want my rope to break. It's too important, people of God. We have a destiny to fulfill. We have souls that we are called to. We have ministries that are being birthed out in this season. God is sending forth his judgment. But in the season of him sending out judgment, people of God, there will also be judgment for your reward. Because in order to get first place, you got to be judged. So judgment is not a bad thing. We welcome judgment. But I'm telling you, when God judges you, you want to be found faithful. You want to be found with your rope intact. You want to be found where you are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You want to be found where you are waiting for the Lord, where he's going to renew your strength. And not on like weeds, but with wings like eagles. You shall run in that weary. You shall walk in that faith. I can't tell you, we get hundreds a month of prayer requests. And people say, pray for me, pray for me. I pray for my strength. And I get it. We're going to agree with you because we have the power to agree with you. But God is saying, it's now coming a time where you need to be accountable for your own strength. It's now time for you to be accountable for the rope that you are entangling yourself with. What is in your rope, people of God? He wants you to be strong. When you are strong and you are powerful in his might, when people come against you and they talk about you, they may post things on Facebook about you, on Twitter, they may send you emails. It doesn't matter. It won't break you. You won't even have the rage to reply and tell them off. When somebody talks about you or your family, when somebody cheats you out of your money and they steal from you, matter of fact, you'll go in your pocket and say, listen, here's $20 on top of that. Oh, many people can't do that. When God calls you out and tells you to do a faith move, when he wants you to get out of that comfort zone, you won't let fear rule you, but you'll tap into the woven rope that you have with God, the quava, and you'll begin to stand strong in the Lord, being powerful in his might. People of God, I can't stress to you how important this is, how on time this word is. Some of you all are going to be tested on this week. I'm saying this as a prophet of God. You are going to be tested in some way, shape, or fashion, or form. If you got issues with your lust, then get ready. Because around the midnight hour, all of a sudden you're going to get the hot to try and do something. When you are strong in his might, when you're powerful in his might, you will be able to withstand those lustful desires of looking at pornography or masturbating. You will be able to put, hallelujah, the food aside and be able to complete your consecration that God has been calling you on. Some of you all, you know God is calling you on a fast. He wants to break some of that pride off of you. He wants to break some of that fleshy desire off of you. Fasting is the only way that God can get rid of that junk out of your spirit.
That's God, right. Amen.
He's trying to prepare you, not for where you are now, but where you got to go. The moment we take our eyesight out of where we are now and focus on what God has prepared us for in the future, the better off you'll be, the easier this life will be for you. We have to now be proven. And in our provenness unto the Lord, we have to check our woven rope. What are we entangled with on today? This goes into the word. This is why God shifts my word, because this goes right into the corporate word that ministers spoke about. Get in your house in order. Check what you are woven in. Check what's in your rump. Check what you're entangled in, mixed up in. Bad relationships, unflourishing friendships. Some of you all, the people that we hang around and that we call quote-unquote friends are the reason why we're not graduating in the spirit. because you're connected to people that don't even believe in the God that you serve. You're connected to people that are secretly throwing curses at you. And you not knowing, because you don't have discernment, going to that person, telling them all your business about what God is doing, about what you're doing, and they're taking notes. So as soon as you hang up the phone, they're spitting curses, saying, I hope that don't even work out. Who you think you are, I pray right now. You know, they'll pray against you.
My God. Mm-hmm.
And you wonder why you're not progressing. Check who you are mm-hmm. around. Ask God to open up your, matter of fact, ask God to have one of your strands or your rope to be discernment. You want, trust me, you want to be woven and tangled and twisted up. You want to be kava, the Hebrew word for waist. You want to be kava with discernment. You want to be twisted up and tangled, woven with discernment.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.